T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. I'm Kendra Petroni, and I'm thrilled to talk with Ella Cassano, a 12-year-old from Fairfield, Connecticut, who created the Medi Teddy, a stuffed animal pouch that covers and conceals an IV bag. The back of the pouch is mesh, and it allows for a doctor or nurse to see through and check on any medication. But from the front, for a child, all they see is a friendly face and not the bag of medication. Hi, Ella, and good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I have to tell you that, you know, when I was 12, I definitely wasn't as selfless as you. Never mind creating something that would help others. How in the world did you come up with the Medi Teddy?
Well, I have to get IVs every 6 to 8 weeks. And so I know from experience how intimidating the big bag of medicine can be. And So I created Medi Teddy because I wanted to come up with a friendly way to hide the bag of medication.
And so you mentioned that briefly. You were diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease, and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly. Is it idiopathic thrombocytopenia purpura? Is that right? It's ITP, but can you explain what that is and, you know, and how you're feeling today?
ITP is a chronic platelet disorder that means that my platelet count is dangerously low without the medication I get through an IV. And so today, without infusions, it'd be dangerous for me to play sports or even ride a bike because I'd always have a higher risk of bleeding.
Okay. So this is kind of a genius idea. I mean, for most kids, going into the hospital is terrifying. You know, were you afraid when you first went into the hospital? I mean, is that what sort of kind of made you think, you know, how can I make this, you know, a much more calming experience for others?
Yes, and like I said before, the most intimidating thing for me was the big bag of medicine, and so I wanted to come up with a way to hide that.
So it starts as an idea, but I always wonder, what's the next step? How do you actually make the stuffed animal? How do you make these amazing creations? I mean, did you do it in your home? I mean, how did you actually create the creation?
Well, I made the very first prototype for my fifth grade invention convention, and for that one, I just cut up a stuffed animal and used some hot glue. But now we have a manufacturer who manufactures them for us.
Wow. I'm just listening to you, just the fact that you took an experience that you were having and you thought, you know what, I'm going to do something, and it has exploded. It's so admirable, honestly. You know, and are they just bears, or can they be any stuffed animal?
They're only bears at the moment, but we do hope to expand to other animals.
And are you, you know, so I know you're still in the beginning process of all this, but, you know, are you selling them to hospitals, or, you know, what's your goal for sort of having them available to children? Is it to have hospitals buy them, or, you know, what's that step like?
Well, we realized pretty quickly that there's a lot more kids who want these than we can give away for free. So we do hope that hospitals and other foundations will purchase these to give to children and help us expand our mission.
So I know this started as a GoFundMe page, and you just wanted to make, you know, like $5,000 and make about, what, 500 Medi Teddies. But a few days go by, you absolutely smash over that goal. And now I checked recently, I think you're over like $22,000 or $23,000. I mean, how big are we going to go with this? I mean, just keep going and going. I mean, what's your end goal for it?
Well, we are getting orders from all over the world. And so we can go pretty big with this. And I just hope that everyone who wants a Medi Teddy is able to have one.
Well, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. And we've been talking with somebody truly remarkable. She's a 12-year-old girl named Ella Cassano, and she is the brains behind the Medi Teddy. It's a stuffed animal pouch that covers an IV bag for any child in the hospital who may be afraid of needles. Let's get back to our conversation. So my next question, can you only get a Medi Teddy if you're in the hospital, or could I just go on your website and order one? I mean, explain the process for a listener, who may be interested, but maybe they're not in a hospital. I mean, do you have to be in an actual hospital to receive one?
Well, we're still working on figuring that out. Right now, on our website, we have a pre-order form so we can get a sense of how many people want one.
That's awesome. Have you spoken with any young kids who have used them?
Well, I've used them at my hospital, and the nurses are super supportive, and they really love it. And I gave one to a girl in my school who was receiving chemotherapy, and her nurses really loved it as well.
And I bet it eases their parents too. I mean, I'm curious, have you heard back from, any families of children who are in the hospital saying, this is amazing, I can't believe this. You've tapped into, my daughter or my son's fears. I mean, have you gotten any reaction? I'm sure it's mostly positive. From parents of children in hospitals?
Yes, we've had so many parents who are emailing us and wanting them for their children.
Before I knew who you were, I was just kind of searching online, and I saw all of a sudden I kept getting all of these little notifications of a story about this remarkable 12-year-old girl who created this stuffed animal IV bag to help children who are afraid of hospitals. When did you realize that the Medi Teddies were a hit? Because I want to know, how did you know? Did you get a phone call from, Good Morning America? I mean, I've seen your name everywhere in every news outlet. What was that first moment that you realized, whoa, I obviously tapped a nerve here and I've done something pretty awesome?
Well, after we set up the GoFundMe, we started getting all these calls for interviews, and that's when I kind of realized that, like you said, that this is a hit.
What was your first feeling like when you started getting phone calls, people wanting you for interviews? I mean, I would be so overwhelmed with that. What was your first feeling like inside, like in your mind or in your heart? What was your first feeling when you got that?
I was a little bit shocked because this was not what I expected. My mom and I thought that we would just be delivering these to local hospitals, mm-hmm. but now there are people emailing us from all over the world, and that's really amazing.
Are they really? That's unbelievable. How long ago did you actually create the Medi Teddy?
Well, I made the first prototype in fifth grade, so 2 years ago, and then through my gifted program and in sixth and seventh grade, I made a business plan, and then this past year, my mom and I actually worked on incorporating it into a corporation.
You are unbelievable. You're doing all of this, and also battling health-wise, but you're, a young girl in middle school. I cannot believe. I hope that my daughter is listening because she's 9, and I just think that you putting your mind to something and having the courage and the knowledge to take something and actually create it and take it one step further into a business is so rare. I mean, you really are such a role model for young girls, for women. I'm 37 and you're my role model. I mean, in college, is far away. Well, it's a couple years away for you. But I mean, is this what you think you might go into, business and marketing? I mean, by the time you get there, you'll probably be so beyond successful. I mean, this is a genius invention. So I'm curious, is that something you'd like to go into as an adult, business or marketing?
I hope to be a hematology oncology doctor.
Oh my, of course you do. You are one of those people that I like to say you are like a real life angel, walking on earth. And there are certain people that are very special on this planet. I think you are truly one of them, Ella. Really, this is amazing. What do your family members think? You're welcome, honey. What do your family members think of what you've done? I mean, they must have just been beyond proud when they saw what you came up with.
Yeah, they're super supportive, and my mom, she's like put aside her job to make this happen for me.
I was going to ask, you know, does your mom, I know your mom Meg is there as well. Is she obviously helping you along because you do have school? I mean, you are still, you know, you're 12, you're still in school. So I imagine this has become sort of a full-time job for her as well to help you out.
Yeah, it has.
What are your plans? I know it's summer, you're probably out of school, but what are your plans this summer? What do you want to do either for yourself or for the business that you've now started?
To expand the business and work on making it more successful.
Well, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7, and we have been chatting with Ella Cassano. She's a 12-year-old genius from Fairfield, Connecticut, who created the Medi Teddy. It's a stuffed animal pouch that covers an IV bag for children who are in the hospital as a way to ease their fears of needles and medication. Let's continue our conversation. You know, we just have, a few minutes left, but I want to ask you, you know, some personal things. Who has been the most inspirational person for you during this whole process? Is there one person? Maybe there could be two people.
Definitely my mom, because like I said before, she has put aside her own job to make this happen for me.
You know, we have a lot of adults that obviously listen to Magic 106.7, and we have a lot of women that listen as well, but we do have younger kids that listen, and we have a ton of parents also. You know, and a lot of people out there listening to you will probably think, wow, you know, she had an idea, but she acted on it. And most of us have ideas, but none of us are brave enough or, you know, smart enough to actually put it into a product. What would be your message if there were, you know, anyone, even a younger person or an adult or a kid out there who's listening to this show right now, and maybe they have an idea, maybe they're experiencing something similar to what you've gone through, they want to create it, but they're afraid or they're unsure. What would be your biggest piece of advice to them?
Well, like you said, I would say if you have an idea, you should act upon it. I never would have been able to make Medi Teddy this successful if I just kept my idea to myself.
Do you have, what do your friends think of this? You know, people that you go to school with, I mean, do they know what you've done? And I mean, I'm sure they do. I mean, the Today Show and Good Morning America and ABC News, I mean, everybody knows your name. What do they think of this?
Well, I've told my close friends and they're kind of following it. But there are a few people who will come up to me and say, like, oh, good job on your article.
article, that's funny. They have no idea what this is. This is going to be, I believe, in every hospital. It's such a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, you're in Connecticut, but you're basically New England. I mean, you're close enough. I mean, we're in the medical hub of the country. I mean, you're in the greatest area where, you know, we have Boston Children's Hospital and we've got, you know, so many wonderful hospitals in general, not just for children. This seems like it's going to act within the next, like, even week or two, this thing is going to absolutely explode. And I really hope that it's in every hospital in the country, because it's such a common sense thing. And you had it, you experienced it, and you did it. And doesn't it seem like such a common sense thing that we should have already kind of had this?
Yeah. I mean, it took someone sitting and staring at an IV bag all day to come up with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. And again, I want to get this right. So if people are listening and they're curious about the Medi Teddy, and it's M-E-D-I, so half of the word, you know, medication, Medi Teddy, or if they can they simply just donate towards the process if they don't necessarily want to order the actual IV bag pouch?
Yes, they can. They can go to our GoFundMe or to our website at medi-teddy.org.
So it's Medi, so it's medi-teddy.org.
Correct.
You are such an amazing young woman, Ella. Do you ever sit, you know, in your room or in your house and just go, did I really just do this?
Yeah. I mean, when I first came up with Medi Teddy, I never realized that it was going to be this big.
you know, I know the goal is to obviously ease the fear of children who are in the hospital or getting medication. People, you know, a lot of us have, you know, a fear of needles. You know, we don't like getting blood taken. We don't like going to the hospital. Nobody does. But what is another, you know, goal of yours to have the MediTeddy accomplish?
Yes, it's for comfort for the patient themselves and for the parents, and just to ensure a friendlier hospital experience for them.
And lastly, you know, you've done so much in such a short amount of time. What is your overlying message to any children or families of children who have to frequently go into the hospital? And what is something that you can say to them to sort of ease their fear or ease their mind as somebody who had to frequently go into the hospital? What's something that you would say to them to sort of comfort them in those moments? Something that maybe comforted you, a message, maybe a book or something that helped you get through the process.
There are wonderful doctors and nurses out there, and there are many other kids who are just like you. So we're all in this together.
Ella, thank you so much. You know, we call this segment Exceptional Women, and I know that you're only 12, but you've done a lot more in your life than some adult women have done. And you truly are a role model for all of us. You're so strong. I mean, you're beyond courageous, and you took your own circumstance. You made it better for yourself, but even more so, you made it better for everybody. I wish you so much success and luck. And when you become rich and famous with this amazing creation, we have to have you back on the morning show on Magic to talk about it, because I'm so proud for you and for your family that you've come up with this. You should really be very proud of yourself. You've done a fantastic job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Have a great day. Thank you to Ella Cassano for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talked to celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Email us if you know someone you'd like to suggest. We'd love to hear from you. And be sure to join us every Sunday morning at 7:30 for another edition of Exceptional Women. Thanks for listening and have a great day, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.